This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We also allow you to check out the website where you can get interactive with other listeners without having to pay some ridiculous monthly fee. It's all completely free. Archives and more. You can go there and create the content right there on the front page of the website, thanks to our Reddit-based front page. You can check it all out over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
All right, so starting things out here tonight, the news about California becoming the first sanctuary state. This is according to the AFP, published at the very end of last week. It was Friday, where a decision criticized by the Trump administration, by the way, which believes the move will compromise security. California's governor, Democrat Jerry Brown, signed the landmark legislation, Senate Bill 54, which grants better protections to people who are in the United States without permission, including those who have committed crimes. It also limits cooperation between local police forces and federal authorities in operations to track down undocumented immigrants. The legislation, which will come into effect January 1st of 2018, is part of a series of laws which protect the almost 3 million undocumented immigrants living in California, most of whom are from Mexico and Central America. Brown insisted in his signing statement the measure will not, quote, prevent or prohibit Immigration and Customs Enforcement or the Department of Homeland Security from doing their own work in any way, but it will stop local authorities from assisting.
Which is the proper standpoint. It is not, or legally, it's the proper standpoint. It's not California's job to do the Fed's job from, technically, it's not California's place from a legal standpoint to do the Fed's job. The states, generally, except for immigration because reasons, are not allowed to interfere in federal law enforcement or to make their own laws regarding things that have been preempted, and in this case, constitutionally delegated to the federal government.
Now, was immigration constitutionally delegated to the federal government? I thought only naturalization was. There is a difference, right?
I don't feel like there is.
I thought, now again, I'm not a legal expert, and you are, because you actually did go to school. You went to law school. Isn't naturalization the idea of somebody kind of becoming a citizen, whereas an immigration is just like coming here?
So if you take the kind of historical perspective, you're not allowed to kind of just wander about countries that you're not a citizen of, just kind of at will.
But that's the historical perspective, and this was supposed to be a free country, right?
Well, I don't know that they necessarily said that.
Because they didn't address immigration in the Constitution originally, as I understand it. So
I don't see a difference. And you can really argue that point either way. I don't see a difference. They said they're going to take care of people coming in and out. Well, then I feel like that's what the Constitution says. Even if you argue the other way on that, the feds have preempted the issue of immigration in their unconstitutional alphabet agencies, which is
sure.
A thing they can do to areas. There's nothing left for California to say about immigration, and it's not California's job to provide manpower to federal statutes.
I agree.
It's not their place either.
Until California secedes, though, they legally do have to allow the feds to come in there and do their stuff. Like, they can't prohibit the feds from
coming
in.
Right, and from what I heard, they're not.
They're not.
So if the feds want to send in ICE to go do whatever they're going to do, that's
right.
The feds' business. It's not California's job or burden to pay for people going around enforcing ridiculously inconsistent immigration laws. That's just not California's problem.
Right. That's one thing that people get wrong on this sanctuary city thing, is they believe that, you know, in large part, the cities and states and whomever is, you know, they're hiding the immigrants. Well, that's not exactly true. What they're doing is they're just not...
Not assisting.
Yeah, they're just not dedicating any personnel, because time is money out there in the real world.
Do you want to spend time going after real criminals or people who have crossed an imaginary line?
Right, and, you know, would it increase efficiency in catching, you know, people that are in the country illegally? I suppose. But you know, that's not their role. That's not what the Constitution says. If naturalization and therefore immigration is the role of the federal government, then why doesn't the federal government do it?
Yeah, it's the Fed's job, so the Fed should have to pay for it. Another thing is they have prosecutorial discretion is built into a lot of laws, and in a lot of cases, depending on what type of immigration, what, you know, code number you fall under, it's explicitly built into some immigration laws. So it is improper for a state to kind of subvert that by saying, okay, well, you have these laws that you've built around prosecutorial discretion as to who you are and are not going to deport. We as a state are going to undermine that and just arrest all the illegal immigrants. Whether you believe in immigration or not, from a legal standpoint,
that is the case. They can't legally do that, is what you're saying.
The feds have been pretty happy about when they did do that.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot, not universally, but in a lot of cases, it's one of the things that they kind of just let happen so they don't have to pay the bill, in my opinion. But, yeah, there's no place for the states in immigration. It's a law currently stands.
Toll-free number, if you want to join this discussion, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. The definition of naturalized. Now, this is not the legal definition. It is just the dictionary.com definition. And legal definitions can be different than the plain English definition. But it is to confer upon an alien the rights and privileges of a citizen, which would seem to be different than immigration, which would be to decide whether or not to let someone into the country in the first place.
Right. So when the country was founded, there was basically, you know, immigration wasn't really understood. There wasn't an immigration control.
There couldn't possibly have been.
Right. So what they had was the control over, you know, deciding who got to vote and things like that. But, you know,
if you wanted to just come here and live, then you just came here and lived.
Yeah. If you were 21, you know, you weren't a slave, you were 21 years old and you were male and you owned property, you could vote. And that basically is what it came down to. Very few people voted. George Washington was voted in by, the best I can tell, about 2%
of the population.
Between 2 and 3% of the population. Now, this is the greatest president we've ever had, and somehow voter turnout is important, I guess, but 2 or 3% of the population voted George Washington in. You know, in many places in the country throughout its history, people who are non-citizens have voted. You know, they lived in a given geographic area. Didn't no one cared? It's just like, you're a human being. You're drawing breath, and you're here to vote? Vote. Not a big deal. Immigration controls aren't a relatively new thing. They're a post-World War I thing. They were instituted because of divisions among countries at wartime.
So, according to the story here at, by the way, the AFP, Governor Brown insisted in his signing statement the measure won't prohibit the federal government from doing their work. Quote, he said they are free to use their own considerable resources to enforce federal immigration law in California, unquote, adding that the new legislation will not deny ICE access to prisons. But in a statement, ICE Acting Director Tom Homan responded, quote, the governor is simply wrong. He said further that the law will undermine public safety and hinder ICE from performing its federally mandated mission. Ultimately, SB 54 creates another magnet for more illegal immigration, he insisted, adding that ICE will have no choice but to conduct at-large arrests in local neighborhoods and at work sites, which will inevitably result in additional collateral arrests. Now, what does some of those words mean, collateral arrest? Does that mean that they're going to arrest people that are nearby the people that they want to arrest? I don't really understand that.
I would suspect it means, are you brown? You must. We're going to check your citizenship. And then they're going to get some.
He says they're going to conduct at-large arrests in local neighborhoods and work sites.
That is weird stuff. What the heck is an at-large?
What does that mean?
None of those are legal terms as far as I know.
All right. We'll come back with more here. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're talking talking about immigration and specifically the great news that California, now there's not a lot of good news that comes out of California because it's, you know, one of the least free states in the United States, but, you know, broken clocks do strike right a few times every now and then. California did get this one right, which is to say that they are telling the federal government that they're not going to be assisting them in any kind of immigration enforcement duties, trying to crack down on so-called illegal immigrants. The state is saying that the federal government can do those things, that they're not going to try to stop them from doing them, which, of course, would be something I'd like to see happen, would kind of be like a nice step towards secession, I think, if that did happen. But it's a pretty big deal that they're not going to do anything to assist the federal government in enforcing these laws. So I think that's great news.
So the problem I have with this is that in the sanctuary cities, you know, since there's, you know, sanctuary cities, sanctuary state at this point,
yep.
You don't have the federal government hands out money to be distributed to by states for welfare and, you know, civil programs and things like that, right? And and if essentially the state says to somebody who enters the country, you know, without documentation or whatever, that we're not going to report you to the feds, that would embolden some to go and avail themselves of social welfare programs, for which I believe that they have no particular right to take. So if you
now, which social welfare programs are you talking about? California's welfare programs or the federal government?
They're all
kind
sort
of
mixed together. Yeah.
Okay.
So the federal government funds California's and California subsidizes where they feel the federal government comes short and those sorts of things.
So do the federal programs give subsidies to illegal immigrants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And so do the California. And you, let's not forget that in the state of California exists people who would prefer that their money not go to subsidize what they were going to call illegals.
Yeah.
Right? And that you know, those people's tax dollars are forcibly removed from them and given to people who are, you know, who basically by dint of overstaying a visa or sneaking across a border is their only justification for taking that money. Now, I don't think anybody has a particular justification for it, but
you have a better argument if you've paid into the system for 30
point.
Years,
yeah.
But that doesn't really apply to food stamps and Medicare, or I always get those two mixed up, but the one
Medicaid.
For poor people, not the one for old people.
Medicaid.
Anyway.
That's correct, and what you'll find is the argument on the other side of that is that many of those programs go to the young citizens that have been birthed by the from the illegal immigrants that that are then eligible for things like WIC and, you know, mothers and infants or whatever it is that the, you know, the program is.
Well, a lot of these people that I think rightfully complain about welfare being, you know, given to people and the lack of controls that the federal government has on that welfare program. I completely understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, they're calling for more enforcement of immigration laws in order to what they believe will reduce, you know, have the effect of what they believe will reduce the welfare program's spendings. And I think that's ridiculous. I mean, calling for more government.
I'm not saying that's the right way to go, but that's not the most insane argument I've ever heard a statist make. You're saying these people are stealing from me. They're a subset of the people that are stealing from me.
The people that are stealing are the government. The government are the people that are stealing.
That's
they're
right.
just giving the money
right,
away.
But
to
if
people.
If I flew to Russia and went and got on whatever their equivalent of food stamps is, I would be stealing from the Russian taxpayers because I never paid a dime into that system. It's not me getting my own money back.
You're getting the benefits of the stealing. You're not doing the actual stealing. The
money's
already been
stolen. So the guy waiting outside in the car with the car warmed up outside of the bank, he's not robbing a bank. He's totally innocent.
I'm not sure you can make the argument that you're outside with a car warmed up. I mean, so if that guy and his robbing friend, come home and with their money, they have bought an ice cream cone and they hand you an ice cream cone and you know that it's a ice cream cone paid for with stolen money, are you then a thief?
Well, if I sign up to receive an ice cream cone once a month and I go and vote to have him steal ice cream cones, yes, I am absolutely an accessory.
You're an accessory, but you are not doing the actual stealing. You are not the thief.
Okay, but those are morally equivalent. If
I
hire you...
It is not morally equivalent to be the getaway driver versus the person who puts a gun in a bank teller's face. There's a big difference
there.
One of them is the threat of death. The other one is just somebody who hit a gas pedal.
The other one is the port services for the threat of death. They are morally equal.
I disagree.
You're committing the same act.
But I think that, you know, even when it comes to sentencing, they're not going to be considered morally equal.
Depends on what state you're in.
That's true.
Well,
Louisiana, you would.
But not if you could get, not if the driver was willing to testify against the robber.
What if the driver was?
Drivers have ended up doing more time than the actual guy.
That's
would
because
be
the robber was willing to testify against the driver, and they couldn't get the driver without the robber's testimony.
What if the driver was under duress in the first place? What if he?
Okay, then you're telling me about a completely other scenario that has nothing to do with this scenario.
If two guys get
together and say, "Let's rob a bank," we're going to go drive to the bank. One of us is going to sit in the car and wait for the other one running out with a bag of money, and the other one of us is going to go into the bank, put a gun in somebody's face, and get a bag of money. Let's flip a coin to see who does what. The coin flip does not make you a more moral person than the person who pulled the trigger.
Look, accepting the task of putting a gun in somebody's face, threatening somebody with actual violence in order for them to, you know, hand over something to you is far more of a serious crime in my book than assisting that person in
As long as you're good enough at violence so that you don't have to be the one to physically touch a gun, you can keep the moral high ground.
I'm not saying it's moral.
But it's less immoral than the guy who's less skilled. So people in...
If you put somebody in imminent danger, that's far more immoral.
So soldiers in the Third Reich, you're telling me were more immoral than Hitler.
No, Hitler ordered people to kill. That does make you a direct link to killing in that particular case.
But if all you're doing is willfully joining a conspiracy to do it, doesn't?
I can see where you're coming from on that, but
many soldiers in the Third Reich were
a lot of them were drafted anyway. But
inductees, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
So, you know, the argument for accepting welfare from a libertarian standpoint is that you're draining the state. I don't know that the state doesn't seem to get drained because it can make its money.
Well, yeah, as long as you have fractional reserve banking, that's not a thing.
Yeah. I think that the biggest problem with taking government welfare programs is that you expose yourself to, you know, more scrutiny by the state.
Yeah.
That seems like a terrible idea.
They want to get your business.
But if ICE and if Border Patrol have a role, I wish that they would investigate the people receiving, government benefits. First.
Yeah, they would just deport all the people who were on welfare, whether they were citizens or
not.
Okay.
Well, that's why I say these people who call themselves, many of them I imagine would fancy themselves as small government conservatives, calling for immigration restrictions, they're calling for bigger government. They're using the claim that they want welfare to reduce, but they're just trying to increase the size of government somewhere else, which is to say increase the enforcement mechanism, increase the border patrol, increase the police state. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather live in a state where, you know, some poor people are getting some welfare instead of a police state where we're all being checked and harassed
never limited to
and identified.
Some poor people getting
I know what you're saying, but if it's one or the other, I won't choose the police state.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to get to your phone calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know how you can mine Bitcoin. It's easy over at pool.bitcoin.com. Now, it didn't used to be easy. It used to be that you had to know a lot about how to do technical things on the internet, and now you don't have to know that stuff. You can forget about the cost, the constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance. You can easily help the world make more Bitcoin by going to pool.bitcoin.com. All you have to do is put in an investment. There's a handy calculator there that will help you understand what you could make based on what you put in. 100% uptime guarantee. Go and learn more at pool.bitcoin.com. Mark and I are both doing this. That's pool.bitcoin.com. And you and I, we signed up for this before the advertisements began. We kind of did it on our own volition to support what Bitcoin.com was doing and find out what, you know, the whole process was like.
Right. We didn't want to recommend it if it didn't work out well. So, I mean, it's worked out well.
It is working out. I don't know what the final results are yet, because I did a 6-month contract. You did a 12, or no, you did a lifetime.
Lifetime.
That's what yours was.
Forever and ever.
So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, pool.bitcoin.com.
It's lifetime of the equipment, not lifetime of me.
Correct. So anyway, you can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio. We'll continue with more on California becoming the first sanctuary state. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I happen to speak to a lot of these small government conservatives you talk about that believe in border security. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, I can understand the reasoning. You know, in a way, I understand the reasoning. You know, we have to protect the country. We have to vet people that come in. We can't just let bad people waltz on in. Some people consider it irresponsible, and they think that's a legitimate, you know, function of government that actually makes sense. Kind of like, you know, they believe a military will make it so that we can defend ourselves, whereas you don't necessarily need welfare programs in their eyes. So you seem to talk about it like, you know, it's hypocritical to say, oh, we shouldn't have welfare, but we should have a giant military or, you know, good border security.
Yeah, that is hypocritical. If you support small government, because then you're calling for bigger government.
Right, but these people, they're supporting small government. They're not, these aren't anarchists. It's only hypocritical if you're an anarchist. They're calling for a minimum number of programs, and those really kind of are, they're wrong, and no government is going to stay small.
You can't call yourself a small government person if you support a humongous police state.
You can't call yourself a small government person really at all, because there's no such thing. It's like calling yourself, I'm a proponent of unicorns. These people are trying. I get where they're coming from. Those kind of are the core functions of what you would think something that's a government and trying to protect you, even though that's a contradiction, would do. It's not the same
as
saying,
give me
groceries.
I don't need protection from people who want to come work. I don't need protection from that.
You would get the, well,
you do if they're going to consume more than they produce, even if they're working.
Does that, that normally doesn't seem to be the case for immigrants from Mexico. I mean,
we don't have numbers on that because the kids are counted as U.S. folks. Citizens.
Yeah, it's very difficult to know the answers. As we say, the numbers show that we're getting a net positive as far as immigration goes, but the numbers are put together by people.
I don't care about the numbers. I just care about experience. And experience, the people that I know, the people that I've talked to.
But you only care about anecdotal evidence.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That is what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Totally,
you said the numbers can't be proven. The numbers are useless. So who cares? The numbers can be, you know, skewed. If you're putting statistics together, depending on how you ask the question or whatever, or depending on what you look at, you can skew whatever numbers you want, whatever you want, way you want. But a lot of immigrants seem to be very, very hardworking people who do not consume very much. I mean, these are people who will stay large numbers per household, much more than we would, you know, put up with, just so they can consume less, so they can lower their bills, lower their, you know, consumption, and, you know, possibly send more money back home to where they've come from. Generally, I think people know this, that a lot of the folks that come here from south of the border and elsewhere, you know, folks from China or wherever, these are folks that want to work. Immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurial. I think we've seen statistics about that in the past. They're more likely to start their own businesses, more likely than Americans, than native-born Americans to do these things. So come on in. You're making this place better.
I can agree with that to an extent, because there are a lot of immigrants in my city that have been popping up for the past few years that are from Guatemala, and they are buying buildings left and right and opening businesses. But some would say that a lot of people that come south of the border are, you know, basically asking to be exploited, because if they want to do cheap work, they're going to have to do it on the cheap, because then whoever hires them might say, okay, look, you either take the cheap labor or I report you to immigration.
That's a problem.
Right, and that's not, I think that that's, it shows the desperation that these people are in, that they're basically putting themselves into serfdom in order to, you know, make a better life for their family. And it happened. I mean, that's how people came here to the United States, was indentured servitude. They said, yep, I'll work for you for 7 years or whatever, and if you can bring some stupid case that says that I didn't work hard enough, it'll make it 10, then at some point or another I leave with a little bit of land and a little bit of money, and so that I can start a real family and start a real life, so that my my progeny can then build the greatest nation the world has ever seen. Yeah, like maybe we should let other people do that.
Well, why do you think this is only a discussion 9 times out of 10 when it comes to Mexico? Why do you think that we never hear about Canadians coming down here for, you know, a better life? Why
many times they come down here for better health treatment? And I've, I dated a gal who came down here to work, and another one that came down here for college. So, you know, these things happen. It's just that they're harder to identify, and they get the pass more often. It's much more difficult to come from Mexico and get a job as a nurse or physical therapist, or you know, come from Mexico and get a job as a get a student visa than it is to come from Canada.
Hmm. And one more thing, this is where I'm going to leave off on this. You had talked about investigating into people who come up here for welfare. Well, if they're coming up for welfare, wouldn't that kind of disparage the notion that they're coming for, you know, hard work?
Well, see, they can do both. You can work really hard and also be on welfare, especially
if
you're...
But how common is that? I mean,
who likes
aren't
being
welfare
on the system?
Aren't welfare collecting people known for being lazy and shiftless?
Yeah, they're known for it. That doesn't mean it's true. Lots of people on welfare have jobs. In fact, most people have welfare.
Don't they cut you off of welfare if you...
Not if you have a bunch of kids.
Not WIC or... It really... Like,
you get food stamps all day long.
Okay, your limited experience with welfare is males taking welfare. And that's a completely different story than females taking welfare.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes, absolutely, a family unit could come here and Juan could work his butt off while Consuela, mm-hmm. Has children every 9 months and they could be both... hardworking and welfare recipients. Now, what I propose is a system that disincentivizes the latter and incentivizes the former. What we want is hard work, and we don't want welfare recipients. I would say that they should be. We should create a whole new class of citizenship, a second-class citizenship, where people can come here. They'll never have a chance to vote. They'll never have a chance to be a citizen. They quite simply can work. They'll never receive any kind of welfare. But, as long as they work, they can, live off of what it is they make, and they can get a driver's license and all that other stuff.
But they're contributing to our economy, so why shouldn't they be able to vote if they stay here, they live here, they work here, and contribute to our economy? Why shouldn't they be able to vote?
I don't want you to be able to vote either. What? I don't want any of these people to be able to vote. If you're listening to me, I don't want you to be able to vote.
Why is
what
that?
What about you, Mark? Should you be the only one who can vote? Is that
I
the plan?
I should be the last one. As the sanest man in America, all of them should
just
be dropped
off. Everything else you say after that
you're
one.
You're a Republican.
Everyone should be dropped off before me, and then that's
ridiculous.
It. And then take it away from me.
All right. No one should take this man seriously. Thank you for the call tonight, Stefan. Yep. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want, and this is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find a job that fits your life.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Melody,
and Mark.
We'll continue with more on the state of California becoming the first sanctuary state, but first, to the phones, to the fun. Victor's in New Jersey, watching or listening online at freetalklive.com. Hello, Victor. Victor in New Jersey. Going once.
Here, can you...
Hey, we have you now. Go ahead.
All right, bye.
No worries.
So, question for you. I'm a philosophical and registered libertarian in the state of New Jersey, and I recently, in the past year, accepted welfare. Would you call me a hypocrite?
No.
It depends on, I'm assuming that you've paid into this or been stolen from the system in the past?
Of course. I've been working since I graduated college about 8 years ago.
Yeah. So if all you're doing is taking your own money back, that's not theft.
Should I be keeping tabs on the amount of money I make, so how much I could take back from the government, or should I just take it all?
I mean, I'm not doing that, but most people can figure that they've kind of been stolen from way more than they'll ever be eligible for. So, and then you can add, like, interest and stuff like that, too, but...
That's an interesting way to look at it. I never even thought about that.
Well, I mean, what the government is, it's an organization that is utterly and hopelessly insolvent. It's not illiquid, but it's insolvent if you count, even before you count its moral, that's even... by its own standards, it is, but if you add in all its moral, that's it is insolvent, just beyond repair. So if it owes you money, which it does, if it's ever done anything to you, then you can take it back.
Mark, what do you think?
If there's a big criminal in big, you know, muscle bound criminal in town who steals from people on a regular basis, and then at 4 o'clock every day he goes to the center of town and hands out $10 bills, is accepting $10 bills from that big thug, you know, wrong?
No. I say no.
I don't think it is. I mean, people know where the money comes from.
I'm sure there are going to be libertarians who turn their nose up at this, but I've never, you know, given anybody a hard time over choosing to accept welfare.
I think that theft is the responsibility of the thief. And that
I agree,
is a
but, I mean, if you,
sticky situation when you're talking about other scenarios.
I think that generally the responsibility mostly lies with the thief, but if you knowingly accept stolen property, I mean, if somebody goes and steals a stereo from Walmart and then you buy it from them and they tell you, oh yeah, I'm giving you a good deal on this because I stole it, then you are, to some extent, morally culpable for that. Even though you're not as, I don't think, morally culpable, you still are in that particular case. You wouldn't give that person a pass, would you, Mark?
No, I would say that dealing in stolen property as a crime is sort of immoral as to what the punishment should be. It's difficult for me to say. I mean, you know, have you contributed to the crime? Should you pay? Who's the victim? The person who had their stuff taken? Well, how much are you supposed to pay? Does the thief now only responsible for 90% and you're responsible for 10?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's just,
I think the victim, they've been victimized by both of you, one for stealing it and the other one for kind of possessing it, keeping it from them still by possessing it. So whoever they can get it from, I mean, that's their choice.
Right. The property in a theft case, the property should be returned, if possible, to the original owner. If the property's been damaged, then that owner needs to be compensated for the damage, and the owner probably should be compensated for the frustration and the hassle and the cost.
And whatever they had to do to replace it, or any and all expenses, and, you know, just ignoring proportionality for the moment, and, you know, any and all expenses incurred, you know, whether if they had to buy a new one, if they had to rent one, if whatever they had to do, if they had to use a cab because you stole their car, anything related to that theft is on all of the aggressors. Whatever aggressor they find it easier to get it from is not their problem.
That's a good point. Victor, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
No, it's just you guys brought this up with that conversation with Stefan, and it made me raise that question. So I just really wanted to get from you guys because it seemed like you were kind of heading in this direction anyway.
All right, there you go. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, and that's how easy it is to join us here on Free Talk Live. It's open phones every single night. You can bring up whatever you want. It can be a question about something we've already discussed or some sort of topic that we haven't even broached. So please feel free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. And you can call us on Skype username lrn.fm. Back to the beginning of the show, we talked about the story about California, as reported by the AFP, becoming the very first sanctuary state, with Senate Bill 54 being signed into law. It's going to be taking effect January 1st, and it's going to prohibit California law enforcement from assisting with ICE, basically. So ICE will be still allowed, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement and DHS, will still be allowed in California to do their terrible business of rounding peaceful people up and taking them out of the United States. But the California Highway Patrol, California police, sheriffs will not be allowed to assist. A number of cities in California, such as Los Angeles and San Francisco, have already banned police officers from collaborating with ICE on operations to capture undocumented immigrants. Last week, ICE detained 450 undocumented immigrants in the United States. 101 of those were inside Los Angeles. The bill also signed into law includes assistance for students and measures to combat the abuse of tenants. So apparently they don't have to have one bill for one law there in California. They can just load them up.
Most states do, but not every state has to have one bill for one law.
So anyway, there's the latest on the sanctuary state, and if you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to do so. We never really did figure out what the terminology was here being used by ICE Acting Director Tom Homan to claim that by passing this law, the state of California is going to create a magnet for illegal immigration, and saying that ICE will then have, quote, no choice but to conduct at-large arrests in local neighborhoods and at work sites, which will inevitably result in additional collateral arrests. And Melanie, when we asked you this before at the very end of one of our other segments this hour, you said you didn't believe that any of those were legal terms.
Yeah,
at large arrests.
They're not that I'm aware of. That doesn't mean that they aren't from some other area of law other than criminal defense.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like to me that they're just going to randomly arrest people, and if they arrest them for immigration and they find them committing some other crime, I guess that would be the collateral arrest, is what I would imagine he means. That's not
a term
I've ever come across.
Very confusing. But either way, it's disturbing seeing people rounded up, seeing them taken out of their lives, pulled out from their productive employment, because they do this all the time, where they go to job sites, manufacturing facilities, or wherever it is that immigrants are likely to be working, and then they demand to see the employment files of that particular employer, and then they just go round people up and take them away while the rest of their family is at home, and dad or mom never comes home on that particular day. And then they don't come home again because they're sitting in a detention facility awaiting some sort of kangaroo court hearing.
That we all pay for.
Yeah.
You know, they take somebody who is being productive in the economy.
Right.
And they turn them into something, now a liability for us all to pay for.
Well, I mean, acting like every immigrant is a net gain is as silly as acting like every citizen is a net gain.
Agreed.
There are plenty of citizens have jobs and work 40 to 50 hours a week and are still consuming more than they produce.
I concur with you 100%, but I'm left in this difficult situation when we vilify every immigrant as though they're stealing jobs and taking welfare. I am forced to point out that no, they're not. So it's productive immigrants that I'm looking for, but the system's set up to give handouts to whomever, and one can't complain if one puts out a bowl of cat food every morning that stray cats come by and eat the cat food. I was just putting it out for my cat. Well, I'm sorry, they can't read the name card. You know, Fluffy, his bowl. He may come. The average stray cat may come and eat Fluffy's bowl. This is a dumb system.
Yes, it is very dumb. Unfortunately, it's hurting people. It's hurting peaceful people. It's destroying families. And I want to get rid of the welfare system too, and everything. But unfortunately, the very people who want to call for a bigger police state in order to supposedly fight immigration through destroying more freedoms, those very same people are never going to call to end the welfare state.
That is not true. Republicans call to end welfare all the time.
They don't. When?
Every election.
When did the Republicans say we're going to take away Social Security?
Well, they don't look at that as welfare, and Social Security is something you pay into.
When did the Republicans say they're going to take away the military?
They don't look at that as welfare either.
But it is welfare, right?
It is a socialized protection program.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.